The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm poet Jenny Shia, filling in for Tracy K. Smith, and this is a slowdown. In a time when so much is documented and archived, memory still finds ways to stun us with what it offers up. There are more than enough significant episodes in my life that remain out of focus, but the strangest details remain from them. An offhand comment in the schoolyard, a song I fell asleep to while taking an overnight train through the Chinese countryside. The mind holds onto miscellaneous things, the small intimacies, loose threads from long ago forgotten conversations, mundane details that have somehow escaped the forces of time and erosion. I don't recall much from the first apartment my family and I lived in the U.S., for example. There are photographs, sure, but those capture the past differently than what's lodged in my mind. What I do remember is reading car headlights at dusk, perched on a windowsill. Paths of light widened against the unlit walls, and I would try to guess from the velocity if it was one of my parents returning home from work. We are what we recall, in some sense. The selves we identify with have a scaffolding of memory, building and rebuilding over a lifetime. Today's poem, by Carl Phillips, meditates on the strangers we can be to ourselves as we tread through the past. What bobs up in the waters of oblivion remind us that we don't get to choose what surfaces and what slides away. And to that end, we don't get to choose, in some sense, the people we are and the people we become. This poem unfolds fluidly, grasping at one blurred memory and then another. Pale Colors in a Tall Field, by Carl Phillips. Remind me to show you where the horses finally got freed for good. Not for the freedom of it, or anything like beauty, though their running was for sure a loveliness. I'm thinking more how there's a kind of violence to re-entering unexpectedly a space we never meant to leave, but got torn away from so long ago it's more than half forgotten. Not that some things aren't maybe best forgotten, at a certain point at least. I've reached that point in my own life when there's so much I'd rather not remember, that to be asked to do so can seem a cruelty, almost. Bad enough, some days, that there's memory at all, though that's not exactly it. It's more what gets remembered, how we don't get to choose. For example, if love used to mean rescue, now it's more gladiatorial, though in the end, more clean. Who said that? Not the one whose face I've described somewhere as the sun, at that moment when, as if half unwilling, still, to pull itself free from the night's shadow grove of losses, it first begins to appear. No, not that one. And not the one whose specialty was making a bad habit sound more excusable by calling it ritual. Since when do names excuse? Wish around for it hard enough, you can always find some deeper form of sadness where earlier, so at least you thought, mere sorrow lay. I'd been arguing the difference between the soul being cast out and the soul departing, so I still believed in the soul, apparently. It was that long ago. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
I'm Perry from Santa Barbara, and I support The Slowdown. Meeting a wide diversity of poets and their outstanding poems takes my mind and heart to a higher place, a truth that feeds my day away from the debilitating misinformation and horror that plagues us. Join me by making a gift to The Slowdown today. Go to slowdownshow.org/donate.